A reading from the book, Preparation for Death, by St. Alphonsus de Liguori. Consideration 6, The Death of the Sinner. Quote, "When distress cometh upon them, they will seek for peace, and there shall be none. Trouble shall come upon trouble." Unquote. Ezekiel chapter 7, verse 25. First point, the sinner will seek God at death, but he will not find him. At present, sinners banish the remembrance and thought of death, and thus they seek after peace, though they never find it, in the sinful life which they lead. But when they are found in the straits of death, on the point of entering into eternity, they shall seek peace, and there shall be none. Then they will not be able to fly from the torture of their sinful conscience. They will seek peace, but what peace can be found by a soul loaded with sins that sting it like so many vipers? What peace can the sinner enjoy when he sees that he must in a few moments appear before the judgment seat of Jesus Christ, whose law and friendship he has till then despised? Trouble shall come upon trouble. The news of death, which has been already announced, the thought of being obliged to take leave of everything in this world, the remorse of conscience, the time lost, the want of time at present, the rigor of the divine judgment, the unhappy eternity which awaits sinners, all these things will form a horrible tempest, which will confuse the mind, will increase his apprehensions, and thus, full of confusion and distrust, the dying sinner will pass to the other world. Trusting in the divine promise, Abraham, with great merit, hoped in God against human hope. But sinners, with great demerit, hope falsely and to their own perdition, not only against hope, but also against faith, because they despise the menaces of God against all who are obstinate in sin. They are afraid of a bad death, but they fear not to lead a wicked life. But who has assured them that they will not suddenly be deprived of life by a thunderbolt, by apoplexy, or by the bursting of a blood vessel? And were they at death even allowed time for repentance, who assures them that they will sincerely return to God?